Well, the dinosaur that was once called Brontosaurus was once also believed to be the biggest one on the block, but move over. There's a new and bigger dinosaur out there. Scientists from Drexel University and the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia have just named the enormous beast. They call it Dreadnoughtus. And it is the most complete skeleton ever found for a dinosaur of its size. The 77-million-year-old bones were unearthed in southern Patagonia during excavations that began in 2005. From the Here and Now Network, from the Here and Now Contributors Network, WHYY's Carolyn Beeler has more.
The Dreadnoughtus was a plant eater with a long neck, long tail, and a small head. It's a sauropod, like the dinosaur you knew when you were a kid as the Brontosaurus, but bigger. It measured 85 feet long, reached 2 stories tall at the shoulders, and weighed 65 tons. Drexel's Kenneth Lacovera and the Academy's Jason Poole have many ways to describe just how big it was.
It's almost a landmass in itself. You're talking about a dozen big elephants smushed into one body, or 7 or 8 T-Rex smushed into one body.
The amount of shadow that it produced, I kind of jokingly say it was probably some dinosaurs just standing around in the shade, taking a smoke break or something, you know?
It's almost unimaginable.
Perhaps the easiest way to imagine the Dreadnoughtus' size is to visit Kenneth Lacovera's paleontology lab at Drexel University.
Hi. Hello. Nice to see you again. Good to see you again.
Every spare surface inside the lab is covered in dinosaur bones.
So these are the tail vertebrae going down here. You can see they're very, very big. It extends in my room here across one wall and then turns the corner and goes across the other wall.
Lacovera says skeletal remains show Dreadnoughtus had a menacingly agile tail.
We can see that it has muscular control all the way down to the very tip of its tail. And so it could club a big predator to death with its tail, or it could flick a fly with the end of its tail.
Muscle grooves on the bones showed this was an incredibly well-muscled, bulky dinosaur, invulnerable to predators.
That evokes, in my mind, this class of turn-of-the-last-century battleships that were called the Dreadnoughts, and they were made of thick steel and very, very big, and they could basically sail the seas with impunity. So I've decided to name this dinosaur Dreadnoughtus, which means fears nothing, in part because I think that herbivores don't really get their due for being ferocious.
Lacovera's finding is scientifically significant because so many bones were unearthed. That's in sharp contrast to the fragmentary remains of other dinosaurs of this size, known as titanosaurs.
There are 4 or 5 other dinosaurs we think approach this massive body size, and none of them is known from more than just 3 or 4 bones from the whole skeleton.
That's Christy Curry Rogers, a paleontologist and sauropod expert at McAllister College in Minnesota.
So Dreadnoughtus is really, especially for these super massive dinosaurs, is in a class all its own.
This specimen died in a flood and was mired in quicksand, which preserved about 70% of the bones past the skull. Rogers says because it is so complete, it can be used as a template for other found remains, a keystone animal.
They fill in the blank spaces that allow us to compare the isolated femur from Thailand with the isolated skull from Madagascar, and that allows us to make interpretations about evolution, but also about anatomy in general, how these animals looked from head to tail.
Kenneth Lacovera uncovered the very first Dreadnoughtus bone, a femur, in 2005. By the end of that first day, the team exposed 9 more at the remote Argentinian field site.
I was sitting on a barren sandstone hill. We have the Andes Mountains in sight. You can see the snow-capped peaks. Every day you see giant Andean condors with a 9-foot wingspan.
Lacovera said in this epic setting, the moments following his discovery were pure magic.
This individual hasn't seen the light of day, in this case, in 77 million years. And then when you find a new species for a little bit, you're the only human that has ever known this. And so I remember sitting there that night kind of by myself and looking at this new dinosaur, wondering, who are you? What did you do for a living? What was it like then? And all these questions, and you start to imagine its environment. And it's the thing that keeps us all doing this.
Once the bones were shipped to Philadelphia, Jason Poole led the fossil prep on the specimens at the Academy of Natural Sciences. Even in his museum office, Poole looks ready to head out into the field again in a khaki-colored cargo vest and leather boots. He says the skeleton has already reinforced theories about how huge dinosaurs moved. Mostly, he says, in first gear.
These were really slow plodding dinosaurs. They'd probably go into an area, start to eat, let their necks kind of careen around like a big vacuum cleaner, and then take a couple steps to the side, you know, and that was it. There's no running. It's a mountain moving.
Drexel University teams have 3D scanned all the bones and put them online. Now they're working toward 3D printing them to create a robotic version of Dreadnoughtus to model how it moved. Kenneth Lacovera says he'll be sad to put the Dreadnoughtus bones on a ship next year and return them, as required by Argentinian law.
I suppose after almost 10 years working on this project, I have sort of a love-hate relationship with this dinosaur. I'll be very forlorn when I see this thing finally steam out of Philadelphia.
For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Beeler.